This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
One of the saddest outcomes of the marriage vote in Australia has been some of the stereotyping and hatred that we've seen raising its head against people on all sides of the political spectrum, yes and no voters alike. A number of churches in Melbourne and Sydney have recently been graffitied with vote yes slogans and even threatening messages such as bash bigots and crucify no voters. Reverend David O'Brien is the senior pastor of Waverley Baptist Church, and that's one of the churches that was hit with the graffiti. And I thought it would be good to chat to him as part of our series of interviews seeking common ground and reconciliation. And he's on the line now. David, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
David, just briefly, can you take us back to Sunday the 15th? What did you arrive to see on your church walls?
Letters painted in white paint on our dark grey wall, crucify no voters, and then at the other end of the wall, vote yes.
How did you feel and how did your congregation feel about it?
Well, part of us wanted to ignore the graffiti, and in fact, probably three quarters of our people came from the other direction and missed it completely. So we chose not to mention it in the church service, and a lot of people actually didn't find out about the graffiti until it hit the news late that afternoon or the next day. Obviously, it was disappointing. We have recently renovated our building, and it was just sad to see that defaced. And more so, we were just amazed, I guess, at the sentiments. In one sense, we couldn't take it seriously. Does this person really know what crucifixion actually means? So, in a sense, we took it as a vitriolic outburst of somebody who's obviously feels very deeply about these things, because there were no other threats. There were no phone calls or left messages or anything like that. Mm. We took it as very much a one-off incident and proceeded to clean it off. And then the following Sunday, I made a statement that echoed what I'd said in the newspapers, that we regret this. We were going to keep loving people no matter what their background or their stance, because we're trying to follow Jesus. We're trying to do what Jesus would do. And we're not going to let this get in the way either of our beliefs about what is right and wrong or of loving people no matter where they are or where they stand or what they're doing in life.
We've been hearing a lot of stories of people from both sides of the vote being bullied or attacked, sometimes in public places for their views. And of course, things get very ugly very quickly on social media. How would you as a Christian pastor encourage people to respond to hatred and bullying attacks?
Well, our fundamental motto comes from the scriptures, overcome evil with good. And love your enemies. So certainly we encourage people not to respond in kind. We encourage assertion, not aggression. So we certainly would encourage people to stand up and say, hang on a minute, that's not the way we should be conducting this. But most of our people, I think, would simply walk away from any violent confrontations. We have had people, I mentioned it in the newspaper, distributing pamphlets. It's not been something the church has organized, but individuals, according to their conscience, have worked for the Marriage Alliance. And I was speaking to one on Sunday who said most of the responses, even from the yes voters, have been very polite and very courteous, even in disagreement. But there's just that small fringe who act with anger and violence and vitriol and have left our people on occasion shaken. However, it's not the majority.
Well, just lastly, as a church leader, regardless of our different theologies and ways of viewing the same-sex marriage debate, how do you think that churches can show love and better show acceptance to the LGBTI community?
There has been a real shift in the thinking in our community, in many people's minds, so that sexuality is now equated to identity. And if we question certain sexual behaviours, people respond as though we are slighting their identity. I just believe we need to encourage each other not to make quick assumptions of people, simply to ask God to give us the opportunity to love them, to care for them, to show them what true love and care really means in whatever practical way. We just don't let sexuality enter into that unless it's pushed into our face. However, we will try always to simply reach out to people and follow our Lord and our Saviour the best way we can.
All right, David, thank you so much for the chat.
You're most welcome.
That's Reverend David O'Brien, the pastor of Waverley Baptist Church.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.